శంకరం శంకరం శంకరాచార్యం కేశవం బాదరాయణం సూత్రభాష్యకృతౌ వందే భగవంతౌ పునః పునః ఈశ్వరో గురురాత్మేతి మూర్తిభేద విభాగినే వ్యోమవద్వ్యాప్తదేహాయ దక్షిణామూర్తయే నమః. ఓం సహనా భవతు సహనౌ భునక్తు సహ వీర్యం కరవావహై తేజస్వినావధీతమస్తు మా విద్విషావహై. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతి.
Shanti Mantra series, we will look at Shanti Mantra from the Rig Veda today. So you will find it in the beginning of Aitareya Upanishad, page 12 of Mantra Pushpam. Aitareya Upanishad, that's the Upanishad from the Rig Veda on which Shankara has written a commentary. So the mantra goes, వాంగ్ మే మనసి ప్రతిష్ఠిత మనో మే వాచి ప్రతిష్ఠితం ఆవిరావీర్మ ఏధి వేదస్య మహాణీ స్థః శృతం మే మా ప్రహాసీః అనేనాధీతేన అహోరాత్రాన్ సందధామి ఋతం వదిష్యామి సత్యం వదిష్యామి తన్మామవతు తద్వక్తారమవత్ తద్వక్తారమవతు అవతు మాం అవతు వక్తారమవతు వక్తారం. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతి. సో శాంతి మంత్ర అగైన్ మెంట్ ఫార్ త్రీ శాంతీస్ ఆర్ మెంట్ ఫార్ టేకింగ్ కేర్ ఆఫ్ త్రీ కైండ్స్ ఆఫ్ ఆబ్స్టికల్స్ పొటెన్షియల్ ఆబ్స్టికల్స్ ఆది భౌతిక విచ్ ఇస్ సెంటర్డ్ ఆన్ ది ఎన్వైరన్మెంట్, ఆధ్యాత్మిక సెంటర్డ్ ఆన్ మై సెల్ఫ్, అండ్ ఆది దైవిక విచ్ ఇస్ సెంటర్డ్ ఆన్ థింగ్స్ విచ్ ఆర్ బియాండ్ మై కంట్రోల్ ఎసెన్షియల్లీ. సో దిస్ మంత్ర స్టార్ట్స్ విత్ సేయింగ్ వాంగ్ మే మనసి ప్రతిష్ఠిత మనో మే వాచి ప్రతిష్ఠితం. వాక్ ఇస్ స్పీచ్. Vaak is speech. Vaang, that vaang is coming from vaak. So vaang, me, manasi, pratishthita. Manas is mind. Pratishthita means may it be established. So may my speech be established in my mind. And may my mind be in my speech. That's roughly the translation. Okay. One interesting thing to note in this context is the grammar that we predominantly study is a grammar which holds in any book. But Veda is not subject to the same rules of grammar. The rules of grammar for Veda are Veda is the starting point for the grammar. See, for us, Veda is the main thing. All other pursuits are meant to understand, assimilate what is in the Veda to a large extent. So Vyakaranam is Vedanga. Vedanga means what? It is a part. Part in what sense? An Anga cannot stand by itself. A limb cannot stand by itself. It always has to belong to something. Angi. Anga asti asti iti Angi. So an Angi is important. Anga is less important in that sense. Okay? So Angi here is Veda. Four Vedas are Angi. What is one of the Angas? Vyakaranam. So the study of grammar is not meant for Pandityam. The study of grammar is not meant for pleasure. The study of grammar is meant to assist us to understand what is said. Okay. So actually there is a Vaidika Prakaranam in grammar, which means that how there are specifically modified usages in Veda is a subject matter of Vedanta Kumari. We don't have a time, we don't study everything. Because there are so many special things that happen in the Veda that we first have to learn to walk before we can run. So you have to first understand what is the basic language before we can go and understand now Vedic. Take some time. So we don't get there. But I'm saying, it's not that they're outside the grammar. But the grammar is so vast that the part we study does not include it. Because otherwise people ask the question, why do we study grammar to understand Veda if we don't know how in Veda it means? I'm saying, we should look at it in perspective. That the language is too vast. We're not able to do it. Why all this preface being set up now? Well, I want to show you how the rules are all broken. You should appreciate that. Pratishthinam typically means it is already established. If my mind is already established in my walk, in my speech, and my speech is already established in my mind, there's no need to pray. Right? It's a prayer. What should I be looking for? The prayer is, may my mind be in my speech. May I be mindful of what I say. No, mind being in speech means what? What I want to say is what I say. I want to say, you are a wonderful person. And I see you are an idiot. What happens then? Doesn't. Okay? Because deep inside, I think you are an idiot. Okay? But I want to be nice, I want to follow the rules, and I want to say what is right. So I will say, wonderful. But it didn't come out. What took over? The emotion took over. Somewhere deep within, it's there. And that came out. How do I manage that? Vang me manasi pratishthitam. May my speech be established in my mind. Which means, what I choose to say. Not what comes to my mouth. What I choose to say. May that find expression to my speech. To edit what we are about to say. Not easy. It's something to be learned, which Swamiji will always say, even as I speak, I'm editing. But he says this editing didn't come about overnight. It is not a siddhi. Oh, Swamiji is a Mahatma, he can do it. He's got siddhis. No. Every one of us can do it. But what does it take? It takes that mindfulness towards this. To be alert that I'm about to say something. Am I saying what is to be said? Am I saying what needs to be said? First thing is, do I need to say this? Who should I say this to? Who is in front of me? Is he a victim because I have a mouth? Or does he need to hear this? I respect the other person. Therefore, what should I say? How should I say? Should I say, should I not say? All these are aspects of good speech. And all of them require what? Mindfulness. One has to know, one has to choose volitionally to speak. Speech should not come out of my pressure to speak. I want to say something. And all of you are here, I have the mic now. Wonderful. Let me go, ramble around. That's not the idea. Okay? You'll see this. Sometimes people will get a mic and they can't let go. Just can't let go because there's so much to say and they've got a captive audience. Now, make hay while sun shines. That's not what we do. This is vak tapas. This vak tapas. Vang me manasi pratishthita. So what is vak tapas? Satyam bruyat. Speak the truth. But the truth does not have to be said just because it's the truth. Okay? You know, this person had served 1 year in prison. I found out this person in the course. Served 1 year in the prison. Satya, maybe. Do I have to tell everybody? What's the need for that? Priyam bruyat. What is pleasant, you say that? Okay, I would like to say what's pleasant. So, I know this person never went to school, but I'm going to say he went to the top school and he was, you know, on the honors list. He was the best guy. Why not? I should say what is pleasant. Priyanchana anritam bruya. Just because it is pleasant, don't say what is not true. Maybe pleasant, wonderful, but you don't have to go out of your way to say what is pleasant, which is not true. na bruyat satyam apriyam. Do not speak the truth, even if it is going unpleasant, even if it is the truth. Okay? I don't understand, I am not able to understand Sanskrit. You can't understand. Maybe the truth, but I shouldn't say that. That's not right. Because what will that do to the person? What little effort, what little interest the person has will go away. Right? So we should know what to be, what is to be said. Satyam is important, but it has a relative importance. Ahimsa paramo dharma. That satyam should not cause hurt to somebody else. Anudvegakaram vakyam priyam. Gita says, vaktapas is what? Priyam. Hitam. Anudvegakaram vakyam. What is pleasant? What is desirable for the person? Hitam. If I say something to him, you know, the ant has six legs. I think an ant here. So, ant has six legs. Do you gain anything by that? Is there any hitam for you in it? Unless you are a student of, you know, entomology, you study insects, then maybe you will have some benefit. So I am saying, it should be useful, hitam. And anudvega karam. It should not cause, it should not bring about agitation in the mind of the person who is listening. It should not agitate him. It should not disturb the person. Anudvega karam vakyam. So all these are components of vaktapas. Simply saying by what? We cover all it by saying what? Vang me manasi pratishthita, mano me vachi pratishthitam. So what I wish to say should be what I want to say, and what I want, what I say should be what I want, in the sense that I want to say things. But if I don't have vakpatutvam, if I do not have the skill to communicate, if I don't have the language, my ideas are brilliant. Okay? I understand what I want to communicate. Alright? And suddenly I am taken from here to Japan. And all the people only understand Japanese. And I know two words of Japanese. So, what will I say now? So, though I have a thing in my mind, I should enjoy the ability to communicate. Vak patuttvam. I should have the ability to speak and communicate what I wish to communicate. And that also does not come just like that. Every person, there may be 10 people in this room who all are equally proficient in a given subject matter. But if you ask all of the 10, one by one, to come in turn and express and make you see what they know, the 10 of them may not be able to do, will not be able to do exactly the same thing. Justice cannot be done by everybody in the same manner. There are degrees. There will be one person who will miserably fail to communicate what he is communicating. And the other might do a superlative job. So, in business school, there would be an exercise. They would make you sit like this, you know, in a row. So they would put a piece of paper with something written at one end of the row. So let's say I give to Padmanabh. Now he should not talk. I mean, sorry, he should not pass the sheet piece of paper. He should read it, understand it, and he should now whisper that to his neighbor. And she has to whisper to her neighbor. Finally, I will ask Andrea to tell me what was the message. She will read it aloud. You will be surprised to see the results of the exercise. A lot of people, you will find a lot of meaning sometimes have gone completely awry. What was said and what comes out is vain. That means what? You probably understood, but the ability to communicate was so poor that there was so much entropy on it. It's lost. So I'm saying, both ways. You need the ability to say what you want to say, which means that ability to say, and the ability to also keep what you want to say has to come depending on what your buddhi wants to say, not whatever comes out. It should not be a verbal diary. That's not out of control. So, another way to look at also is, may my speech and mind be aligned. Riduha. Arjuna, because I tell you, oh, can you help me? Sure, I'll help you. Don't worry about it. I have no intention to help you. That's not Arjuna. That is saying one thing, meaning another. No, what I say should be what I mean. And what I mean is what I should say. That's the meaning of Vang me manasik prakshita, mano me vachik prakshitam. So this prayer you can see is beginning at it. See, all of these are prayers. Each prayer covers some aspects for sure of Adhikarika. And the rest are covered by Upalakshana. So I cover the rest by indication. If I take this, this also gets included. I can pull more things. So yesterday we saw what? We saw that we covered one indriya, Vak. Right? And then we said Vak stands for all karmendriyas. Then we covered eyes and ears, and we said they stand for all jnanendriyas. Then finally we had the word sarvam, sarvani, sarvani indriyani. So we explicitly covered everything as well. This is the general style. You cover a few, and a few more are unsaid, and a few more may be covered by one word like that. So vang me manasik prakishtita, mano me vajik prakishtitam. Then Avir bhavati means what becomes manifest. The word avis is an avyaya. It is an indicator. Okay? Which means to bring to light, to make manifest. Okay? Common words are avirbhava, and the opposing sense is tirobhava. Avirbhava, tirobhava. Tiras is the word. Avirbhava means coming to manifest. Tirobhava means going out of manifestation. Okay? So now, avirabhirma evi. What is the word here? Evi. Evi is the word. What does evi mean? Evi happens to be the Lord Lakara Madhya Purusha Ekavachana of Dhatu Asa Bhuvi, to be. So Lord Lakara says, I'm praying, prayer, prarthana, may it be so. May what be so? Ehi is may it be so. The literal meaning is may it be so. Avir ma ehi. He avihi. Someone also can come. So he avihi, which means, what is it that comes to light? What is it that comes to light in every single cognition of ours? What is it that brings everything to light?
Consciousness.
That consciousness which can never go away. Right? So the avis here is for that self-existing, self-evident consciousness which is my very nature, which I can never be away from. That is avi. He avi. Avihi ma evi. May this light become manifest to me. The light is manifest, but I take it to be something. I take it to be something external to myself. I take it for granted. I don't understand it for what it really is. What do I need to do? What's the solution of the problem? The problem is one of ignorance. The problem is one that I don't know I am what I am seeking to be. What is the solution to the problem? To know. How will it become known? How does knowledge take place? How does ignorance come? What determines ignorance or knowledge? What supports, what sustains ignorance and knowledge? The same Ishvara, the same Jagat Karanam supports all that is here. Every cognition of ours supported by the same Ishvara. There is no second thing. There is no Satan. There is no Rakshasa. They are all there on a relative scale. On an absolute reality scale, they have no reality. We don't have an independent reality. So now I am praying to what? To that self-existent, self-evident being which is making everything evident to me. I am praying, He Avihi, Avir Ma'evi. May this light come to be. May it become evident to me. May that light which will drive away the ignorance, which will spirit away the darkness of ignorance, may that light shine forth. That's the sense here. Avir avir ma'edhi. Vedasya mahani isthaha. May this vak and manas. May this vak and manas. Vak is speech. May the speech and my mind take me to the Vedas. Anistaha. May they lead me into the meaning of the Vedas. May they become capable of bringing out, of making the meaning of the Vedartha evident to me. Which means what? May my mind and my speech be having the Shuddhi, the Atma Shuddhi. That Shuddhi alone will lead me to understand, because the preparedness ultimately is the prepared mind. Centered on myself. It's not just a karana. I have to be prepared. I identified with this mind, have to be prepared. I identified with the speech of the speaker, have to be prepared. Also, the other thing about speech, I, as a student, may not have immediately need to speak. I have to listen. But my teacher should speak. Therefore, may he be blessed with the ability to communicate what he has to communicate. That's the extra. But it's the teacher's ability to communicate is also important. And both the teacher and the student are praying. Okay. So, Vedasyama Ani Staha. So, let that teaching come and may my mind be able to grasp it. See, the speech can be looked upon, I'm just exploring. Okay? Speech can also be looked upon as teaching. Okay? And the speech can also be looked upon as studying, learning. If I am told, come on, chant the Veda. Yashchandasam rishabho vishparupaha. This is called patanam. It's called studying one's own Veda. Swadhyaya. Okay? Swadhyaya is what is I'm studying. The second aspect of our learning is pravachana. One has to teach. One has to share what one knows. The best way to know whether one knows is to find a victim. A willing victim, okay? Not innocent victim you're taking for a ride. But a person who doesn't know enough, who's seeking some help, and you have the ability to probably help him one step. Somebody just joined the Sanskrit course here, doesn't know the alphabet. A lot of you can teach him how to write the alphabet. So Veda says, Swadhyaya Pravachanakhyam na Pramaditavyam Taittariyatirta. Very important sadhana for Mumukshu also. Swadhyaya, which is one's own study, and Pravachana, sharing, teaching. From both of these, one should not go away. Na Pramaditavyam. One should not be inattentive to. One should not be careless about. One should not miss this one thing in a day, every day. What? Swadhyaya and Pravachana. Even if it is Sunday. Even if I have to go to Coimbatore. Even if you have to go which the Italian restaurants all you mentioned, whichever it is. Right? Even if all this what? Swadhyaya Pravachana Bhyam na Pramaditavyam. Swadhyaya and Pravachana. What does Swadhyaya require? Speech. In a Vedic context, you have to recite Swadhyaya every day. Your whole Veda you have to recite every day. Therefore, you need what? Walk. Then, Pravachana, what does it require? Manas and walk. Both require manas and walk. One to understand and read, one to understand and teach. Therefore, Vang me manasit pratishthita, mano me vati pratishthitam, abhirabhir ma ebhi. I can understand only what is to be understood, then I can teach. How will I understand the Veda, Vedartha? By Pramana. What is the Pramana? Guru has to come and teach. All that comes in through the back door. The Guru will be there, the Veda is there, you know, the opportunity is there, the Gurukula is there, everything walks in. This is a smart way to ask questions, you know. For some lady who lost her husband, she prayed. And Bhagavan said, okay, I'm pleased, what would you like? I would like a son. Tathastu. What will happen now? Husband has to come back to life. So you ask for one thing, everything else should come. You don't have to ask for everything one by one. If you pray for Asmagyanam, everything that is required will walk in. But then you also pray for something. Both ways. So now, Aviravir Mayedhi, this light has come around. In what way it has come around? In the way of teaching. Because the light is not the light backed by UPS. Okay, what is this light? This light is the light of Shabda. Pramana for all this is only Shabda, Veda, which comes through a guru. So when this comes about, those lights do what? They take away my misconceptions about myself. When all the misconceptions are gone, what remains, which cannot be negated, is me. The only thing we have to do is what? Misconceptions have to be removed. One by one by one. That's why, na iti, na iti, na iti. I think I am the body. Na. And think I am the mind. Na. I think I am prana. Na. And think I am the vehicle. Na. Everything? Na. Anything you open your mouth? Na. Because if you open your mouth, means what? You are having a vritti. You have an idea about yourself. None of the ideas are real. It is the very basis for every ideation. This Ehi, now this Avihi, Avirbhavati. I can now say instead of Ehi, I am using a simpler word, Avirbhavati. Ehavi, Avirbhava. You please come. You please be manifest. You please illumine my mind by your very presence. By your very presence, it will be done. Presence of what? This knowledge. The illumining knowledge. Then what happens? I heard all, right? Yesterday you saw what? Shrutam maya natu vijnatam. I heard everything all right, but then it didn't enter. Or it entered, but it entered through this ventilator and went away through this one. Or it stayed for a few minutes but didn't sink in. No assimilation. So shrutam maya natu vijnatam. Meanwhile, what happens? Something else more interesting comes up. Right? Is why I said a huge aspect of this pursuit is purushartha nishchaya. To know what I am seeking is only this, and everything else should subserve this one point. So if I don't have it, what will happen now? What I heard will not be available when I speak. I have heard just now about vaktapas. But when I speak, that vaktapas idea is not there. So what should my prayer be? What I heard, may it not leave me. Shrutam me ma prahasihi. Shrutam me ma prahasihi. Ma prahasihi is ha ohak tyage. Go the way. May what I learned, may what I heard, may it not abandon me. May it not leave me high and dry when I need it most. Because it happens so often. Why does it go away? Why does it go away? Because as I said, there is something which is more interesting. Something which is more pressing. Something for which I have a higher value. So, Arjuna is taught a lot by Krishna. And then Arjuna asks, Anichchanna vivarshneya baladiva niyojitah. Even though we don't want to do something, we know what is right, we want to do it, but even without having that cognitive thinking that I must do this, I end up going the wrong way. Why does one end up in the wrong way? Why does this happen, O Lord? I didn't flinch any words. He said what? Kama esha krodha esha rajo guna samudbhavaha. This desire. It is that binding desire for something, born of the sense of being unfulfilled, born of the sense of incompleteness, that I am incomplete as I am. By acquiring something, I will become complete, or by getting rid of something, I will become complete. This is our thing. When this raga dvesha are very, very strong, then what happens? We cannot walk away from it. You will see this in our own minds. There seem to be two guys operating. Okay? One guy who seems to know what is to be done. That's the buddhi. assuming the Shruti. Shruti has been heard, Shrutam. But the other guy is the mind, the emotional aspect. We don't choose to get angry. We don't choose to fall in love. Right? It happens. Means what? There is no cognitive say over that at that moment in time. But you choose to go and pick up a cab to reach somewhere or take a bus. You make a choice. But you don't choose to get angry. You don't choose to be friendly to somebody. You can choose, but I'm saying friendship again develops. Right? So this is how the mind tends to work. So I'm saying, although we are aware of what is to be done, although we are aware of what is right, what is wrong, if Radha Dvesha is unmanaged, the pressure of it is such that it will make me do what it wants me to do. It's like I am not in control. Emotion takes control and I become somebody who is driven by my emotions. So I should have my mind together. Which means what? I should be in charge of myself. What emotions come is not the problem. Emotions will come. There is no issue. But how will it express? Do I choose to go along with my emotions or do I not? Do I have a say over what I do? That's important. One cannot hold oneself guilty for a thought which pops up in one's mind. Because you are not responsible for a thought that pops up in your mind. Thoughts pop up because they have to. That's the order. That's Ishvara. Where do I have a role in the script? Do I go along with that emotion or do I not? If the emotion overpowers me, Sangat Sanjayate Kamaha, Kama Krodho Vijayate. If that emotion is not fulfilled, I want something, anger will come. Krodhat Bhavati Sammoha, Sammohat Smriti Vikramaha. It will cause a temporary amnesia of whatever you know. The culture, the upbringing, the advisors, everything you heard will all not be available to us at that moment of pressure. Then what happens? Sammoha smriti vibhrama. That's what I said. Smriti vibhrama. Smriti bhramshat pranashyati. One will pause before one can pause. It's not that we are condemned forever, but when we forget what we want to do, there will be a momentary lapse and one has to again pull up one's socks and get up and start walking. The whole thing is lack of alertness with the answer. So now what are we praying for? We are saying Krutam Mema Prahasi. Whatever I have heard from Shastras, may they not abandon me. May they always be available to me and may my buddhi be in charge. All this is okay. When is this possible? Only when Raga Dvesha are managed. When is that possible? When there is grace, when there is Karma Yoga. So the prayer is for all, the entire lifestyle is prayed for through this. Ma Prahasi. Anena Dhitena. Next sentence. Anena Dhitena Apuratran Sandhami. Anena Adhitena. This avihi, this light, this knowledge which came, I studied that. And I have prayed just now that may that understanding not abandon me, may always be available with me. Now, anena adhitena ahoratran sandadhami. Sandadhami. What is sandhi? You all know what is sandhi? Not grammar sandhi. Sandhi is joining. Okay? So, sandadhami. I will bring together. I will connect. I will make them one. Meaning, I will make them one. What will I make one? Ahoratran. Ahaha is day. Ratri is night. I am going to make day and night one. Doing what? By studying. Anena dhitena. By studying this shastra, I am going to make day and night one. I will do that. I do that. If I do that, why is this prayer? Sandhadhami is latilakar. I do that. If you are already doing, why are you talking to me? No. May it be so. When Veda, the meaning will become Vidhilinga. Though it's light, the meaning is Vidhilinga. May it be so. Anena dhitena. May I not waste time chatting around tea time with people? May I not go and spend 1.5 hours at lunch time? May I not just go to Coimbatore to spend a Sunday when the only day I have to study? What should I do instead? Anena dhitena. By this study, ahoratran santadhami. Ahoratran santadhami. I will make day and night one. I will not know when the sun came up. When the sun went down, I won't know. Because I'll be so busy in this pursuit of study. My dedication is total. I have no other goal. I have no other irons in the fire. I have only one goal. That one goal is I want to be free. Once I have that goal, I want to be free. Moksho me bhuya iti ichha. Moksha. That is mumoksha. See, mumokshu, mumokshutvam is one of the arikarikams, right? Mumukshutvam is not a fellow who has a desire once in a while. It should be Dachilyena Mokshicha. One should always have a desire, which means it never leaves you. Which means that is the desire which is in and through every desire. And you understand that. Then that moksha becomes real Mokshicha. So that Icha when it is there, and I have been blessed because of my prayers with Adhikaritvam, then what may I do? Anena dhitena. Let me put in all my effort, all my mind to spend day and night barring what is necessary for my live, for my life, for my living. Other than that, may I spend all my time engaged in this pursuit. Ritam vadishyami, satyam vadishyami. Ritam vadishyami, satyam vadishyami. Now, we can look at it in two ways. Let's understand the words first. Satyam. What do we often understand by satyam? Truth. It's a reality word. Now, in general, the word satyam can mean real, can mean what is correct, what is proper. All that can come through satyam. But then, if there are these two words, ritam and satyam, they have a similar meaning. Dictionary can give you both same meaning for both. But when there are two words used in a context, then we have to now give an appropriate meaning to each of these words. Okay? Which means, although in a dictionary both can have same meaning, we have to give a meaning which brings out the necessity for a second word. Otherwise, one word should have come. He could have said satyam vadishyami, satyam vadishyami. No. Ritam vadishyami, satyam vadishyami. So ritam is, especially when it comes to Shastra Vishayam, not a matter for, see, this yellow, this wire is yellow. This is plain and simple understanding. But to understand an equation, E is equal to MC squared, it's not as simple as this. Right? It requires a lot of preparation and it requires an understanding. Now such an understanding should be born of what? It should be born of a proper pramana. Any understanding should be born of pramana, knowledge. And that means of knowledge should be well applied to gain understanding. I'm saying, when the Shastra is saying, you are what you are seeking to be, if I understood it differently, he says, tattvamasi, you are that. And what do I understand? Tasyattvamasi, you belong to him. That's how I understand it. What will I do? That is the truth to me, right? What I understand in truth is my truth. Therefore, ritam is what? Ritam means it is in keeping with what is. It is not my understanding of what is. It is in keeping with what he is. Yatha siti, vastu siti. As an object is, so you understand it. Which means, the reality of a thing without any subjectivity, without my own extra inputs. That is ritam. So ritam will always be what? Yatha shastram. It will be as per the shastra. It will be in keeping with the shastra. Because it is pramana, here is shastra. So therefore, yatha shastram. And then shastra is there. But within the Shastra also, I told you, I can say Tasrit Tomasi. Is also a Shastra person saying. What? Because within Shastra, how do we ascertain the meaning of a Shastra? There is a thing called Mimamsa. Mimamsa is a science by which one interprets a sentence in a Shastra properly. So our forefathers have done a wonderful job in setting up a science to understand how to understand Vedas, even sentence in Vedas. Tasya Tvamasi will be negated if you apply the proper Mimamsa, the proper understanding, how it should be understood. Therefore, the Dhritam is Yatha Shastram, Yatha Mimamsa. It also has to bring in the Mimamsa aspect. So we have to see what is it saying in keeping with the Shastram and in keeping with how the Shastra should be understood. Yatha Shastram is enough. I am giving the extra to help you understand that there is one more thing involved. Vyakarana is involved, right? Shastra is involved. Mimamsa Shastra is involved. All this is not enough. Because Panditaha api, even a person who is Pandita in all these Shastras, Swatantriyena Brahmanveshanam na kuryat. A person who knows all the Shastras also should not dabble with trying to understand Brahma Vastu by himself. What does he need? Guru. So Ritam means what now? Pramana being Shabda, if I have to say Ritam, Ritam should bring all these aspects. It should be in keeping with the Shastra, it should be in keeping with Mimamsa, it should be delivered by a Guru. What kind of a Guru? Shrotriyam Brahmanishtam. I'm saying it's like noodles. You pull one, you can keep pulling. You can keep spreading the holding of one by one. Just keep pulling. This is how it is. So I'm saying, if you have less time, you'll finish it in 10 minutes. If you have more time, you have enough to put. So, Ritam Vadishyami. May I speak? What is Ritam? What is proper? Okay. I know this is what it is. But I want to tell you something else. I tell you what is something other than what I know to be the truth. That would be Asatyam. So, what is Satyam? Satyam would be saying what you know to be the truth as it is. What you know to be the truth is what you tell. The first one is knowing what you know to be the truth to be right. Ritam is knowing what you think is correct. You ascertain its correctness. And Satyam is making sure that your speech is in keeping with your thought. You say what you know to be the truth. Ritam vadishyami. Satyam vadishyami. So this, if you look at it this way, then what happens? The meaning is, may I be truthful? It, at all levels. In knowing what I am saying is truth and only then delivering it. This becomes the tapas. Second way of looking at it. What is rhythm? What is it that is true? Is the pot true? Is it sat? Yes, it looks like sat. Is the clay true? Yes, that also looks like sat. But I cannot see pot without saying clay. So what is that? What is satyam of pot now? It is sadasadhyam anirvachaniyam. Then what is the truth? Mrideva satyam, sadeva satyam. There is only one truth, which is the vastu. Therefore, ritam vadishyami. May I speak about the truth, which is the absolute truth? May I speak about Ishvara? Svadhyaya pravachanabhyam na pramaditavyam. May I not go away from my duty of sharing this truth? And that is a means for my nididhyasana. This teaching is not for Ishvara's benefit. It is not for your benefit either. It is for my own benefit, because it helps me get clarity. Therefore, ritam vadishyami. I will speak what I understand. Satyam vadishyami. Sometimes you can look at both ways. As a sadhana, to teach and study, and as a sadhana, to be honest and true. Both ways you can. Satyam vadishyami. Satyam vadishyami. Tanmam avatu. Tat mam avatu. What is avatu? Rakshatu. Palayatu. May it protect me. What is this? What should protect me now? What is that? Ritam vadishyami. What is Ritam? Ishvara. Only Ritam is Ishvara. Therefore, that Ishvara, Ritam, that Ritam, Tat Ritam, Mam Amatu, may protect me. Okay, it protects me all right. I'm doing very well. But Pooja Swamiji is a master. I came to study Pooja Swamiji. What am I going to do? Therefore, Tat Vaktaram Amatu. Not just me. Vaktara Mamatu. Vaktara is what? The speaker. Not just any speaker. Speaker who is going to teach the Shastra. Vaktara is teacher. So, Tat Vaktara Mamatu. Mamavatu? Vaktara Mamatu. In what way should he protect? Protect me and protect me by making me an adhikari. Making me a person worthy of being imparted this knowledge in all manners. Give me good health. Give me limbs which are strong and capable. Give me food. Give me shelter. Give me whatever it takes so that I can understand this. Avatu. Once you have one word avatu, you can extend it all. All the things you need. So you have sheltered, protected environment where you can understand what you want to understand. But one special prayer for the Guru. Tat Vaktara Mamatu. See, there was no Vaktara, I could have included Guru also in the first avatu. But since there is a separate word, Tat Vaktara Mamatu. Now we say, may the Lord protect my teacher as well. In what way? Give him good health. Give him the ability to communicate well. Because he might know everything, but he might be a Mauni Baba. He won't talk. Silence speaks louder. Right? So if I don't speak, you understand everything very well. What do you understand? Whatever you project on my silence, you understand. That is not jnanam. That is not rhythm. Rhythm is what? It is shabda pramana. Therefore, it has to be communicated through the parampara. So the idea that, you know, I will just sit and say, who am I? Who am I? There is no guru involved. For that, if that is the means of knowledge, Tat Vaktara Bhavatu, you can drop it. It's not needed. Shastra is unnecessarily adding one extra prayer. No. But prayer is there for a reason. Because without a teacher, one cannot understand this Shastra. People will argue, how about Ramana? If you are a Ramana, please go ahead. That's the answer. If you are a Ramana, make your own way. There is no problem. How about Vamadeva? Yes, exception proves the rule. The exception proves the rule that everybody needs a teacher. One guy doesn't need it, it's okay. How do you know he didn't learn in the past world? That is Vamadeva. The only karma he had remaining, for whatever reason, is that he had to be born again once. As soon as he was born, he was Brahmajnani. How is this possible? Because he did study, he did go through the parampara. You did not see it happening in this life. Therefore, Tat Vaktara Bhavatu. The Swami says that some of us have a difficulty with authority. We don't want a teacher. We want to say, what is Brahman? Consciousness. It is not consciousness. It is Jagat Karanam. It is Ishvaraha. Therefore, we have come to terms with this fact. So, Vaktara is a father figure. Tat Vaktara Bhavatu. May he protect my teacher. Saying it once is not enough. Tad Vaktadma Kalma Bhavatu. Tad Vaktaram Bhavatu. Avatu Maam. Avatu Vaktaram. Avatu Maam. Avatu Vaktaram. Adarathe Abhyasaha. You say it the second time for emphasis. That I am seeking the protection. And I am seeking it for myself and my teacher. O Lord, please be kind, please be graceful, protect me, protect my teacher. Protect us in such a way that this pursuit of mine to understand the reality of what is, which is not separate from me, is fruitful. Whatever obstacles are in its way, may they melt away. Om Shanti, 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 tatra shanti. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.